From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 9.5%. That's how high the unemployment rate rose in June after employers cut a larger-than-expected 467,000 jobs. NPR's Chris Arnold has more details on the Labor Department's closely watched monthly jobs report.
Wall Street analysts had been expecting to see around 350,000 jobs lost, so the report is a disappointment. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of IHS Global Insight.
This number is a bad number. There's no way to sugarcoat that pill. But these numbers never move in a straight line.
Baravesh says he thinks the housing market is starting to stabilize, and there are some other signs that the recession is probably reaching its bottom. So he's not too worried about this worse-than-expected jobs report. But some other economists didn't like that the report showed pretty flat wage growth. They say that could put a drag on consumers spending more money, which needs to happen for the economy to recover. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Manufacturing this spring saw its best gains in nearly a year. The Commerce Department reports orders to U.S. factories jumped 1.2% in May, far surpassing expectations. Orders were also up the month before. The back-to-back increases in April and May raise hopes that the sector is on its way to recovery. The U.S. military says it's doing everything it can to find an American soldier who was captured in eastern Afghanistan 2 days ago. A spokeswoman says the soldier was not taking part in the U.S.'s new offensive against the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Thousands of Marines and hundreds of Afghan forces flooded insurgent strongholds in Helmand province early today, a test of the Obama administration's new strategy in Afghanistan. Well, looks like it'll be another Williams matchup at Wimbledon. Serena and Venus Williams soundly defeated their respective Russian opponents today to advance to the women's final. Serena was the first to advance after defeating Elena Dementieva. Details from NPR's Rob Gifford.
It lasted nearly 3 hours, was the longest women's semi-final at Wimbledon in the Open era, and it was a classic in scorching heat on the legendary center court. Elena Dementieva will likely have nightmares about the match, though, having had a match point at 5-4 in the third set. She'd won the first set in a tiebreak, then saw Williams come back to take the second 7-5, setting up a momentous final set. Williams was looking to reach her fifth Wimbledon final, Dementieva her first, and it proved to be the American who had the greater physical and, crucially, mental strength. She finally broke the Russian serve to go 7-6 up, then held her serve to take the match. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
And in a match that lasted less than an hour, Venus Williams delivered a crushing defeat to the top seed in women's tennis, Dinara Safina, 6-1, 6-0. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 173 points at 8,333. This is NPR News. United Airlines says its computer systems are up and running again after an outage stranded holiday travelers at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport today. Chicago Public Radio's Leah Kuhn says the problem was widespread.
All of the computers went down simultaneously, and what they had to do was start checking in people manually. They even brought in some, or they even called United employees as far away as Washington Dulles Airport to work with customers over the phone trying to check them in manually.
Some flights were delayed, others canceled. Amnesty International released a report today that accuses both Israel and Hamas of war crimes during their most recent conflict in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Amnesty International says Israeli forces killed hundreds of unarmed Palestinian civilians in Gaza, and the high death toll shows, quote, elements of reckless conduct on the part of the Israelis and a disregard for civilian lives. The group called on Israel to cooperate with a UN fact-finding mission, lift its blockade on Gaza, and promise not to use artillery, white phosphorus, and other imprecise weapons in such densely populated areas. It also called on the Palestinian militant group Hamas to stop firing rockets against Israeli civilians, attacks the report described as war crimes as well. Both Hamas and Israel criticized the Amnesty International report as unbalanced. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Mortgage rates in the U.S. have fallen slightly. Freddie Mac says rates on 30-year loans have fallen to 5.32%. 15-year fixed rates are down to 4.77%. This is NPR.